listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the tragic start of the eventual downfall of a great man. I'm reading to you from 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 1, where we read this. Now Solomon made a treaty with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and married Pharaoh's daughter. Then he brought her to the city of David until he had finished building his own house and the house of the Lord and the wall all around Jerusalem. We read here in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 1, that Solomon made a treaty with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and married Pharaoh's daughter. Marriage to fellow royalty was a common political strategy in the ancient world, and it continues to the modern age. It was not only because royalty wanted to marry other royalty, but it was also because conflict between nations were then avoided for the sake of family ties. Now, this was not Solomon's first marriage. 1 Kings chapter 14, verse 21 tells us that his son Rehoboam came to the throne when he was 41 years old. And 1 Kings 11, 42 tells us that Solomon reigned 40 years. This means that Rehoboam was born to his mother, a wife of Solomon named Naamah, the Ammonitess, before Solomon ever came to the throne and before he married this daughter of Pharaoh. Solomon's multiple marriages and his marriages to foreign women caused a great disaster in his life. Later, in the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah was angry and frustrated because the people of Israel married with the pagan nations around them. In rebuking the guilty, Nehemiah remembered Solomon's bad example. In Nehemiah chapter 13, starting at verse 25, he says this, "So I contended with them and cursed them and struck some of them and pulled out their hair and made them swear by God, saying, 'You shall not give your daughters as wives to their sons, nor take their daughters for your sons or yourselves.' Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations, there was no king like him who was beloved of his God, and God made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, pagan women caused even him to sin. Should we then hear of your doing all this great evil and transgressing against our God by marrying pagan women?" Again, that's Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 25, 26, and 27. So, the foreign wives made Solomon more than a bad example. They ruined his spiritual life. We read later on that King Saul loved many foreign women as well as the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, and Hittites from the nations of whom the Lord had said to the children of Israel, "You shall not intermarry with them, nor shall they with you. Surely they will turn away your hearts after their gods." Nevertheless, Solomon clung to these in love, and he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. For it was so when Solomon was old that his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. That's 1 Kings chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. Now, 1 Kings 11, 4 says that this only happened when Solomon was old, but the pattern was set with his first marriage to the Egyptian princess. It perhaps made political sense, but it didn't make spiritual sense. These kind of arranged marriages were a common way to confirm international treaties in the ancient world, but this one was the beginning of Solomon's spiritual downfall. 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 3 tells us that David married the daughter of a foreign king, Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, the king of Geshur. Marrying foreign women was not against the law of Moses if she became a convert to the God of Israel. what did not ruin David did ruin his son Solomon. So it's worth it for us to consider two points. Number one, does a present point of disobedience in my life have within it the seeds of my future downfall? And number two, do we allow something in our life because someone else can handle it, yet it may turn out to be our own downfall? Hey, let's examine our hearts about these things and do it before the Lord today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.